Good morning, everybody. Yes, I know it's almost 5 in the morning, but I can't sleep. And I also realized I just played Bioshock for about 4.5 hours straight without stopping. I don't usually play games where I totally forget the time. Usually GTA did that to me, as well as Red Dead Redemption has done that to me as well. But I really, really, really dig Bioshock Infinite. I'm not usually a first-person shooter guy, but this game isn't focused on the FPS elements as much as it is based on the story and, you know, following the clues and all that stuff. It's entirely story-driven, as a matter of fact, and I really, really, really love that about this game. The story, as well as the way that the whole world is set up, Columbia, as it's called, is set up, is not like anything I've seen before. I mean, Rapture was also kind of that way in the first two Bioshock games. I was about to say films. It was pretty fucking late for me. But yes, I completely dig it. But I'll talk more about that on the show today, well, later on today, which is Tuesday. So, yeah, I believe we are going to be live at 8 tonight. And I'll talk more about Bioshock then. But for the time being, Victor just emailed me and asked me, I'm surprised that it's your bag. Because usually that kind of stuff isn't. And that's true, it usually isn't. Same with the guns in the game. I mean, if there is games where I am in a first-person perspective, I like the guns to be real. I don't like the guns to be some sort of, you know, science fiction version of a shotgun or some steampunk version of a Gatling gun. But in this game, I don't mind. Because, again, the gunplay is not the main focus of the game. It's not. The whole I still call them, the Vigors. I still think of them as plasmids a little bit, but as I started playing the game more and more, I thought of them more as Vigors instead of them being plasmids. Although it is still the same thing. It's the exact same thing. But the way the whole story unravels, and now at the part that I'm at, it's just put a monkey wrench into it. I thought it's like, oh good, we're home free. It's like, oh no, we're not. And who are these fucking people? And they explain it to you very quickly who they are and why they're there and what you gotta do in order to continue. And I absolutely love the way it interjects these people and the way it does it. Unlike Metal Gear Rising, which was a sheer disappointment. It wasn't a disappointment. I knew that the Metal Gear series has never been my bag. They've never been my bag. Metal Gear Rising was visually very nice, and it featured a nice way how to hack people up into 8,000 different pieces. But what it fails at greatly is storytelling. The story, I couldn't give any less of a shit about it, and within an hour into the game, I couldn't give any less of a shit about the story or its characters. I mean, in the first segment of the game, you get to watch Raiden get his ass kicked by another cyborg, and everyone's a cyborg now, and I don't know, I don't dig the whole cyborg thing. It's not really a thing that I've ever been interested in. Kind of like Star Wars or the latter generations of Star Trek after the TNG. Couldn't really give any less of a shit about them. Or Stargate, for that matter of fact. And that's how I felt about the Metal Gear Rising when I played it. It's like, well, yeah, sure, this game does a lot of stuff very well and it looks nice, but it's not something I can get into because I find no attachment. There's no attachment for me. It's like, what's going on? What's the background here? Fuck, man, I think it might be time to hit the pillow. But going back to Bioshock Infinite, everyone told me I was going to like it, and they were right. I do like it, and I hope I continue to like it. Although I will admit, I did see the ending on YouTube because I wanted to know what the big whoop was about. So I do know what happens, But that's not spoiling the game for me, not at all, because I want to know how the... Because all I saw was the last cutscene. I didn't see any of the other cutscenes or, you know, any of the other gameplay, like I did with Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare. I just watched all the cutscenes from beginning to end, and I understood what the game was about, and it might be something. Fuck, man, stop yawning. Jesus Christ. It wound up being a game that I'm glad I only watched the cutscenes of and never wound up purchasing it or playing it. I'm not a fan of zombie games, except for The Walking Dead. I did like that, and I will play the next season of The Walking Dead, but not until they're all out and they're half priced. Then I will definitely pick them all up. But, again, going back to Bioshock Infinite, I really, really like the environment, how you have to literally search every nook and cranny. And one thing is, I would like to upgrade all my weapons, as well as my vigors, but the problem is money's kind of scarce in the game. So it really does force you to really check all the bodies, check every garbage can, check every cash register, you know, check literally every nook and cranny to make sure that you can find a way to keep a cash flow coming in. And although Elizabeth does look for money as well as ammo and vigor for you, it's not guaranteed, so it is best to just depend on yourself in that case. But it's a lot of fun. The game continuously makes me want to play longer than I wanted to, because it was two times I said, all right, after the next checkpoint, I'm just going to stop. After the next checkpoint, I'm going to stop. And I'm playing for an additional 2 hours. So the game does wrap you and hook you in, so to speak. Oh, and that's another thing I really like. The sky rails, or the sky hooks that they're using in the game, are really, really cool. And it's an element of the game I didn't think I was going to enjoy as much as I did. Graphically, looks very nice. I really like the art style. And I really like it a lot. The only thing I don't like about it is very often I find that the weapons that are in front of you, even when the character, I keep forgetting his name, Booker, even when Booker doesn't puts the gun kind of away while running, I really wish there was a way to holster a weapon, because it obstructs my view quite a bit, or at least I feel like it obstructs my view. I feel like I'm not seeing all of the screen. But I really do like it. But I don't think this is going to be one of those games that I'm going to play through again. Because much like Max Payne 3, when I borrowed it from my friend and I just finished it, it's like, I just want to play it through and say that I did. But in this game, I don't think you can get anything else other than the story that you're going through. And one thing I'm not sure I would enjoy is playing through it again and watching it unravel. That unraveling and that excitement of unraveling the story of the game can only be experienced during a single playthrough. I don't think it can be recreated by playing it through again. But the one thing that does just drive me in the game is just being able to get through the game and surviving it. But at the same time, getting to the goal of the story, what happens next? Like, what is going to happen next? Are Booker and Elizabeth actually going to get off this flying rock? I have no idea. On top of that, you get to unravel really the story of Comstock and the guy who's the prophet in the game. A lot of really cool shit, in other words. I'm not going to spoil anything in the game for you, but you do have to play it. And you figure more things out about Booker as the game goes through. But the game does hook you in very easily and makes you want more. It keeps you being curious. And that's one of the things I really like about this game. It continuously keeps you on your toes about being curious about what's going on and what you need to find. And it's kind of semi-open world-ish. I wouldn't really call it open world, but it is nice. And that's what I'm going to leave it at right now. I'm getting really tired, and I think I'm going to put my head down on the pillow now and go to sleep. So, more about Bioshock Infinite on Cross Border Gaming tonight at 8 p.m. And we'll see you then. Toodles.